You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Morning, everyone. Great to have your company. Saturday morning it is. The Odds Couple, Simon O'Donnell, Josh Jenkins, special guest Chris Nelson, joining us this morning. We want you to enjoy it wherever you are around this wonderful country. Of course, Australia, the state of Victoria, the city of Melbourne. Nice to have your company this Saturday morning. A Group 1 day up in Queensland, always a Group 1 day for Josh Jenkins. Love to hear his dulcet tones on the Odds Couple each Saturday. Josh, welcome to you.
Good morning, Simon. I was in, I was out, I was in, I was out. Now I'm back in. I think my kids are looking after themselves at the moment, just Fantastic. Upstairs watching a little bit of Coco Melon. So if you hear
Coco Melon,
an extreme scream, you may have to just anchor the show on your own. But I'm here for now, and I'm glad to be here too, because I tell you what, this time of the year we typically expect the racing to just settle down or our interest to wane on racing, but I'll tell you what, it is up and about. We've got another great day as we had last weekend.
Yeah, we certainly did. And I reckon this is Queensland's best day of racing. It's the one I enjoy the most, Queensland Derby Day at Eagle Farm. It's high expectation, plenty of Kiwis come over and try and steal the prize. And our man up north joins us off the top of the show this morning. And he'll be genuinely excited. Big Group 1 day at Eagle Farm this afternoon. Chris Nelson joins us. Welcome to you, Chris.
Good morning, Simon. Good morning, JJ. Yes, I am excited. Very, very excited. And how can you not be excited up here? The weather's A1, the track and the fields today, and everything is just made to order. And as you mentioned, two Group 1s, the Derby and the Kingsford Smith. I mean, what a day we've got to look forward to. And look, this is the first of 3 weeks at Eagle Farm, which will culminate a couple of weeks in the Stradbroke. So we've got three really good weeks to look forward to, and it all kicks off today.
What day of the carnival do you enjoy most, Chris? I must admit, I think this day is nearly the best day of racing. I like the three-year-old races, and there's a couple of wait for age races, horses building up to bigger races down the track. For some reason, Derby Day, I just think it's got something about it.
Well, it always does. I said to Sammy Hyland on the Punters Mate yesterday, wherever there's a Derby Day, it's a good day of racing. Derby Day, wherever it is in the world, is always a top day of racing. So I agree with you 100%. They have switched them around a little bit over the last few years. Derby Day has changed. Oaks Day has changed. But I'm gonna go with the obvious. I think Stradbroke Day is still the best. The Stradbroke is such an iconic race up here. And I know we've got the JJ Atkins as well. And that's always so exciting to see the two-year-olds get out over the mile up here. And we always have good horses from interstate. We have the Waller team. We always have plenty from Victoria. So it's such a melting pot of form, that race. And you often get a horse like the Autumn Sun going back, or Sizzling going back a few years, that kicks on and becomes an absolute superstar. So I love that day. We also have the Q22 on that day now. We also have the Brisbane Cup. So it's really condensed into a terrific day.
Yep, no, certainly does. Josh, what is your... I haven't checked what the Cats are up to today. Outside of becoming and putting your hand up to be Father of the Year, what else is on your agenda today?
I think I'm reverse Father of the Year right at the minute.
Helps them grow up quicker.
We play at 4:30 at the Cattery against the Giants. Toby Green's 200th today, so I'll be with the boys on trackside for the first few hours, and then I'll have to slip down and do my duties at ground level, Simon. The all important.
And what do you do with the girls there, mate? Just whack them in a bit of childcare?
No, they can stay in with Mum.
Oh, right, Mum. All right. Mum was away for the weekend.
Simon?
Mum draws a short straw.
Oh, right, got you. Yes, Chris?
Any chance, JJ, you put your hand up for the Tigers job?
I was trying to get myself in the sports bet market as a little bit of a giggle, but they sort of said, no, we'll come, mate. You got to have some actual credentials. But I don't know who will get that job. I reckon you can discount the top five or six in that market, Chris O. So if you can find the right man, you might be in the cash.
I haven't actually looked at the market. Who is the favourite?
I think Justin Lepich was the favourite the last time I checked. Now, I think there'd be some... He's very, very highly regarded at Richmond, isn't he? But I think there'd be some trepidation about the second up syndrome. Don Pike, second favourite. McWalter, seven. Oh, right. Uze goes for a lot of jobs. Hasn't landed one yet. Chris Newman, Josh Carr, Blake Carosella. He won't... You can cancel a few of those, Chris O.
What about the crap about, you know, now Damien Hardwick's going to Port Adelaide and Ken Hinckley's going, seriously, is there nothing to talk about? The bloke retired. When did he retire? Tuesday. And they've already got him nailed into other jobs. Anyone see his face in the paper? He's knackered.
He's bargain side. He's knackered. Hard day on the farm.
He's a holiday.
I read something yesterday that, apparently someone's got all this worked out. He's going to Greece for a holiday. I don't know if he's said that, but someone's made that decision for him. And then he'll be back at the end of the year to take up the reins at Port Adelaide.
That'd be someone. Is he meeting someone in Greece that's wearing a hairpiece or anything like that?
I think he's in Melbourne now.
Oh, fair dinkum. God, we go on some garbage. Absolute garbage. Oh, well, so be it. We're not going to any garbage this morning because we want to hear from you on our text machine, 0499 736 736. Send a text through. Couple asking where the tagster is. Look, the tagster has returned from holes. Now, I don't know, were his dulcet tones on the station this week? He was in, yes, he was in.
Yeah, Wednesday. But,
apparently overnight.
Oh.
Overnight.
Oh.
He's fallen foul with a back complaint. Oh, now, we're not sure how he's done his back.
Oh, no.
But he is apparently going for a remedial massage.
Oh, no.
Yeah. Oh, no. A remedial massage before trackside this afternoon. Apparently, it's sort of 8:39 this morning. He's been able to keep the place. I mean, the place is opening up. Not staying open late. It's opening up for him to get a remedial massage. So that's why Tags isn't with us this morning. He's done his back.
I don't like the sound of that. And that could mean Chris O's in for a big day because, as I said, about 3 o'clock, maybe 3:15, I'll have to slip off and get big Jonathan Segler fired up and a few of the big tall boys. But Cam Luke could be one out. That'll be some interesting listening.
Just to add a little more intrigue to the back complaint.
Oh, no.
He did text through at 3:30 this morning that the back had gone.
Oh. Tag it. Oh, three votes.
So, and three seems to run, it's an interesting time.
It's smelly, this.
Coming through that he's got a back issue that's dawned upon him at 3:30 a.m. this morning.
Wow.
And he's getting a remedial massage at sort of 8:30 to 9 o'clock to be ready for trackside this afternoon. So make of that what you will. Make of that what you will.
Less said the better, I think.
I think we'd be saying a lot more.
David.
3:30.
What a giveaway, the 3:30.
Out of bed to do something? Getting into bed to do something or not even in bed?
You'd at least wait till 6, wouldn't you, so you didn't give yourself up?
Oh, jeepers.
How are the girls, anyone upstairs? How are you going, Father of the Year? Everything okay your end?
The lovely just got home from Pilates, dropped off a beautiful long black with a dash of cold full cream milk, and everything is all good. So my attention is here. My attention is on Eagle Farm this afternoon and right now, and finding a winner.
Yeah, well, I'll tell you what. Let's hear from a couple of the trainers that got interesting runners up there at the farm this afternoon. I was talking about those three-year-old races, Chris Owen. Madison Sears got Yellow Brick in the Fred Best Classic. How do you rate it?
Really highly. He's a ripper, yellow brick. He needs to win this race to make the Stradbroke field. If he doesn't, he won't be in it, and he's a $6 chance. I think he's around third favourite in the market for the Stradbroke. So it's a win, and you're in, and I think he will.
Okay, let's hear from Madison, see how she thinks Yellow Brick's going to go this afternoon.
Yeah, he's really good. He had his last piece of work this morning. He's really well. We've brought him out to the farm here for the day, let him have a bit of a burn around the day yard that he loves doing. Apart from that, he's super. We're really, really happy with him.
You're getting good odds, Zoo Tiger. He's awkwardly drawn James McDonald on board for John O'Shea. He started his autumn really well. If he can get back to that early autumn form he was showing in Sydney, he's got to be right in this, I would think, the Fred Best Classic. Let's see what John O'Shea has to say about how the Zoo is getting ready for the Classic this afternoon.
Hope that we can get a bit of luck in running. He's got a good 1,400-metre record on dry tracks. He's sort of, you know, if you go back to his Golden Rose run and his Hobartville run, that's sort of strong enough performances to suggest that he can be competitive here. But he is going to need a little luck, you know.
A good jock to find luck, Chris,
though. Yeah, he's got to jump from gate 13, Simon. So J-Mac will be looking to get some cover. But look, he's got some good form. There's no doubt about that. Second to Osipenko in the Hobartville. He ran third in the Randwick Guineas behind Communist, Group 2s and Group 1s. And then he finished out of the placings in the Arrowfield. But that was behind AF Cabin, and there were some issues there. So he's had a bit of a freshen up. He's trialled really well. I think the two dangers to Yellow Brick are he and the other one there, Hawaii 5-0. Who was so impressive showing a turn of foot there, winning at Hawkesbury about, 3 weeks ago.
Yeah, and just, I've been sleeping under a rock for a while. Did we get to the bottom of Zaki's run last week?
No, not really. No, just no.
Just nothing just said? Josh?
I think he just knocked up, didn't he? Like, he went, the first part of the race, Chris, so you probably have seen the numbers, but the first part of the race was fairly quick. He went in a pretty slick tempo, but he just knocked up, which happens to the best of us. But, yeah, I mean, he was lengths and lengths below his very, very best. But what is he? He's eight. He's getting to that part of his life where we're seeing it with Nature Strip, where particularly those horses who get up on speed and try and control and dictate and bully their opposition, it gets harder as they get older. So, Maybe the very best of him is in the rearview mirror.
He ran along at some pretty quick sectionals. There's no doubt about that, and he just looked to be pretty fierce in the run as well. And when he sort of left the fence on the home turn, I think we all knew that he was vulnerable. And he wasn't the same horse that he was at the Sunshine Coast. He was basically spent force inside the 300-meter mark. So where he goes from here, I'm not sure, but yeah, it'd be hard to tip him next time.
Yeah, going to be very difficult to tip him next time. And as when we look back, you know, he did have that problem early autumn. We thought he was over it, but possibly not. Our text number 0499 736 736. Just to repeat, Josh Jenkins just said there, Zaki knocked up last week in the Doomben Cup. We have no David Taggart this morning. 3:30 he let management know here that he'd done his back at 3:30 a.m. this morning. He's organised a remedial massage at 8:30 to 9 o'clock this morning to be ready for trackside this afternoon. So be interested in your thoughts about how you think the Tags got himself all knocked up. 0499 736 736. Obviously an interesting night and a little bit of a difficult period there while sleeping at 3:30 a.m. this morning. We're going to take a little break. I think we need to just to regather ourselves, reset. What are you really gambling with? For free and confidential support, visit gamblinghelponline.org.au. Possibly Tags might have been on the website when he did his back there last night. We're going to take a break, come back. Chris, we'll get you to take us through what you like up there at Eagle Farm today. Have a look at the Sportsbet Punters Club. Lots more to come, the odds couple this morning, with no David Taggart. Remedial massage coming up. But he's probably only about 10 minutes away from that starting. It's 18 minutes after 8 o'clock. Yeah, welcome back. Great to have your company Saturday morning here on The Odds Couple. What are you really gambling with? For free and confidential support, visit gamblinghelponline.org.au. Josh Jenkins, Father of the Year, is with us. Also, Chris Nelson. Chris, before we start having a look at what you've got for us up in Brisbane this afternoon, what have we got from a sports bet point of view, Josh? Make it look easy with Sportsbet, the Sportsbet Punters Club this afternoon up and about.
Yeah, we are. Of course we are. We always are. Nice win last week too. We were absolutely airborne. Couldn't miss. Chriso landed a couple for us up north last week as well. So I've got a couple of quaddies already lodged and uploaded on the Quaddy app. So Sandown, we've had a good crack there. We've got five times the dividend at Sandown. We've taken Katsu one out. There's a spoiler alert in the first. So if we can get through the first leg with the shorty, we look good. And then up in Chris's part of the world, gone a little bit early because I've had to be a bit organised and try and get things done nice and quickly. So we've got 100% there and we've gone nice and wide, except in the Derby where we've taken two runners, not Kovalika one out. We've taken two runners. So I'll get all that organised before I depart for my footballing duties. But needless to say, it'll be another fun day for those 20 engaged in the Sportsbet Punters Club. Simon?
The quaddies you want to do this afternoon are going to be Melbourne and Brisbane. You would like to put both those on our socials later on. Am I reading that correctly?
Yes, both are already on the Quaddy app under my profile, but there's a little caption there telling people that they are, in fact, for the Sportsbet Punters Club.
Right. Good. Okay. All right. We'll come back to that and visit those two quaddies a little later on. Make it look easy with Sportsbet. Now, of course, the big races today are up north, and Queensland is your place to race this year. Chris Nelson with us right throughout the show this morning. Great to have his company on a big race day that it is going to be at Eagle Farm this afternoon. And what do you like, Chris Hope?
It is, Simon. Now, the weather's beautiful, so don't worry about that. We've got 22 degrees in a clear sky. Oh, we've got a
How good that.
Just lose the great man.
You still there, Chris?
Jeez, biggest, hello, Christopher.
Biggest race day, and he's tested out the red button. Said, what's this for? Really?
The best, he needs to win that race to get into the Stradbroke. Yeah, I think he can win. I think he can. I thought he was. I thought he was super at the. I thought he was super at the Sunshine Coast. He sat three wide. He had absolutely no cover in the run, and he was still too strong for them. And he'll take good improvement off that. His last 100 metres was the best part of his race, and that's where you would have thought he'd be vulnerable being first up, but it wasn't the case. So I think he'll win. I think he'll win his way through to the Stradbroke, and look, he'll give that Stradbroke one hell of a shake as well. So Yellow Brick is my best of the day.
All right, okay. I'm glad we got that. You said that at the end because we missed most of that in the middle, and you've come and told us that at the end. You dropped out for some reason, but you then came back and you've come back very well with Yellow Brick. So continue on, please.
All right. Have you got me loud and clear now?
Oh, my word, we have.
Beautiful. All right. Well, look, the Derby's all about Kovalika. We know that. I don't know how they can beat him. I know he had that setback and he missed out on the run in the rough habit. They had to run him last week in the Doomben Cup, and I thought he did everything that you'd want him to do if you had a futures bet or something on him in the Derby. He finished third behind seasoned horses, Group 1 weight for age horses. He's beaten home the likes of Zaki, and he wasn't overly pressured. I mean, he was on the fence, so he didn't cover ground or anything like that. So that would have topped him off beautifully. I don't think he'll have any trouble running the trip. He's never, ever run a bad race in his 8-start career. Even his 3 defeats have been very good runs, so I can't go past him. If you're looking for some value, I don't mind Fame, the Victorian from the Peter Moody stable. Mm. You look at his last two wins, gee, they've been good. Turn of foot's been quite impressive there, so I think Fame can go into your exotics. I've got the Vowels in for third, but I really have got a query on the Vowels running a strong 2,400 metres. But for me, I'm all over Kovalika there, guys, in the Derby.
Okay, the toppy, yep.
Now, this Race 8, the Kingsford Smith. It's a very interesting race. Think about it. We'll probably start favourite. There's one I like here, A Case of You. Now, I've been following this one ever since he ran that good, his first ever run in the country in the William Reid at Moonee Valley. He's drawn wide gates at all three starts in Australia. He's had no choice than to go back to last. And each time, he's been very, very strong to the line. The latest was in the Doomben 10,000. Now, people will run around and tell you that his pattern is no good. He gets back. He'll need to make up too much ground. Well, his pattern isn't to get back. If you look at his races overseas, his pattern was to settle quite handy. And he's drawn a gate today where he can make use of the alley. He can take up a forward position. And I reckon he'll be hard to beat. So I'm happy to back race 8, number 2, A Case of You.
Okay, A Case of You in the Kingswood Smith. Before you go any further, Chris, a couple of other interesting runners in that Kingswood Smith for James Cummings, of course. And, you know, his stable, it's had a fantastic 12 or 18 months. So they just seem to be running so well in the all blue. And he's got Valana this afternoon in the Kingston Smith. Here's what he thinks is Valana's chance this afternoon.
And, you know, I loved his resuming run in the hallmark. In the smaller track at Durban, he didn't look quite as agile. But I think he's ready to run an improved race this time.
And you would think third start in this campaign for Palaeli would be just about hoof on the till sort of stuff. Here's James Cummings talking about Palaeli's chances in the Kingswood Smith.
He's really flying that horse, and he's really ready to run a big race. If he did jump out of the ground and win, don't forget that he does hold that nomination for the Stradbroke.
Mm-hmm.
But it's realistic that you know, weight for age is so well suited. This is a race that we'd love to see him run it. Run right up to his excellent training and his outstanding physical appearance.
Yeah, well, he always has his horses looking well. What do you think of those two chances in the Kingston Smith of the Cummings camp, Chris?
Well, they've both drawn wide gates. I thought Valana was obviously good first up in Sydney, but I didn't like the run in the Doomben 10,000. I thought he was very plain there. So I thought he'd have to improve. And Palaeli is just one I can't catch. I thought the Victory Stakes run was okay, but all those horses were chasing home behind Rothfire late, but he was holding them. So I think both of those horses probably can improve. By the same token, I think they need to.
Yeah, they probably do a bit. Interesting. Now, anything else?
Yep.
Tickles your fancy up there?
A couple of others at decent odds. Race 6. Game number 7 here, Armed Forces in the Sire's Produce. One of we'll go with race 6, number 6. We're always looking for one at good odds in the last. Number 5, Hellfest. Now, this is one of James Cummings. First up a couple of weeks ago, I thought I had a good chance. Went doubled its price in the market late, got out the back, and then she ran on quite well, and she didn't get a lot of room. Second up, bigger track, extra 100 metres. Happy to have something each way, Hellfest, in the last at near enough to $20, race 9, number 5.
Lovely. Chris, stay with us. Good to hear from you, and we look forward to that card this afternoon at Eagle Farm. Chris Nelson joining us there. Big Derby Day up there in Queensland, and Queensland is racing. The action continues this week across the Sunshine State. Visit racingqueensland.com.au. We're going to go to news. On the other side of news, Josh will talk us through what he likes from a trotting perspective today, and be careful with Josh's trotting tips because he's getting closer and closer. I reckon he's about ready to fly. What are you really gambling with? For free and confidential support, visit gamblinghelpline.org.au.
What are you really gambling with? For free and confidential support, visit gamblinghelponline.org.au.
26 minutes to 9 o'clock. You're with the odds couple, trotsvision.com.au, every race live and free. It's time for our trots segment. Josh Jenkins, last week you took us to Globe Derby, Menangle and Melton, and from memory we got the chocolates.
We didn't, Simon.
Okay, well I got the chocolates by having the all up, a place all up on those three, so I must have put a wrong number in somewhere.
Wow. Pays to not pay attention, doesn't it? To every now and then.
I couldn't read my own writing.
You should maybe text it into your phone, put it into your notes, Simon. Very tough night at Melton again, but I'm going to get stuck in to a roughie. One bet in the free-for-all. Now, this horse is $21 and $4.40 the place for Karen Manning and Matthew Craven, Crime Writer. It's speed map dependent, but I think if Crime Writer can get the right position in running, either get to the fence and follow a helmet, or get into the 1-1, or get into a nice position there in the one wide line, then I think he can strike because some of these favourites aren't overly good. His stablemate, he's a son of a gun, is the favourite, and he is good, but he's got a wide barrier. And as the man with the sore back from the unspoken about behaviour will tell us, bad barriers lose your races. So I am keen on race 5, number 2, Crime Writer. And also just want to give a quick shout out to the Sugars and Tubbs team, Scoob, who are in Sweden in the Elite Lot tomorrow night, Sunday night. That race is about midnight or something like that in Sweden tomorrow night. So good luck to them. I think they're aiming to become the first horse in history to get through a heat and make it through to the Elite Lot final. So good luck to Greg and Jess.
Go Greg and Jess, representing the Aussies over there in Sweden. And good luck with those selections of yours, Josh. Trotsvision.com.au, every race live and free. Lap up the trots as we go to the break. When we come back on the other side, we're going to have a look at the Quaddy for Sandown this afternoon. A good card of racing at Sandown. And then a little later on, we'll head back up to Queensland and have a look at the Quaddy legs up in Queensland as well. So, Chris O, lay your eyes quickly across what's happening at Sandown. Love your opinion on what's going to be happening down here this afternoon in the Quaddy legs in Melbourne. Odds Couple, you're listening to, it's 24 minutes to 9 o'clock. Tags would be now probably about 15 minutes into his remedial massage after doing his back at 3:30 a.m. this morning. Yeah, that's us. That's us. Josh Jenkins, Chris Nelson with you this morning. David Taggart unavailable due to a mishap during the evening. And we're going to now have a look at Sandown. And talking of the best tipsters, I note neither of you have mentioned this morning. My best of the day got up last week. Nothing. Zero from anyone.
What was it?
Saving it to the end, Simon.
No, what was the name of it? I was sort of just waiting for you to, both of you, to just mention the fact that I did upend Zaki with Huerta last week. So just waiting for you, Simon. So you go first, and I'm more than happy to get right behind you, big guy.
I tell you what, I was paying attention and looking to the race results, and when I saw Huerta get up, I thought, well done. Well done, Josh.
Yeah, of course
good
you did.
Good job. And you called it. You said, no, Zaki's vulnerable. Bang, that's the horse.
Yep, $10 he paid as well.
Beautiful.
Didn't have a slippery scent on, so that's fantastic. Just adds to the glory of the day.
Certainly.
But no, well done, Simon. Your best of the day got up. We had something on it for the Sportsbet Punters Club.
Mick Price's thing in Adelaide, it wasn't. I've now forgotten the name of it, but it got up. But we digress while we pat each other on the back. How'd you go last week anyway, Chris?
Yeah, not too bad, thanks, Simon. Didn't get wet or home, obviously. I think I came on the show and told everyone that Zaki was a good thing. And JJ sat there quietly. Mm. He did mention Huerta, but he didn't go over the top. But, he was too good for me. But, no, it was a tough day last week. Couple of winners here and there, but hopefully we can do a bit better today. So I'm not blowing my own trumpet this morning, that's for sure.
All right, Josho, we're going to have a look at the Sandown Quaddy, which is race 6, 7, 8 and 9. It starts off at the Tobin Brothers Bellisprit Stakes over the 1,000 metres at listed level.
It does. Now, we've got a short price favourite here. Katsu, we opened him up at Sportsbet at 205. He was in as short as $1.60, back out to 185. So there you go. Katsu, the Graham Begg Stable Airborne. This horse is 2 from 2 this prep, 4 from 6 in its career. Invincible Caviar, the daughter of the great one, $4. Peter Mooney saying, I'm just going to throw her straight in the deep end here against the good horses. Fresh Up, the daughter of I Am Invincible, taunting at $7.50, Sartorial Splendor at $11. With Sportsbet Punters Club, we've gone one out. Katsu, bang, number 7, one out.
Yeah, I reckon Graham Begg's pretty confident of Katsu's chances as well.
We're very happy with him. He's drawn an ideal gate. He likes to be out a bit, away from other horses, and he'll just sort of hold his line, and like he did last start, and dropping to 54 kilos, he'll certainly give him something to chase.
Oh. Hold your line, head over the pill, Josh. Done.
Boom, 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 boom. We love that. Let's go race 7, Simon, the 1,400-metre race, a benchmark 84. He's our Bonneval, former European galloper, who was incredibly impressive on debut in Australia for busted in young. He just hasn't quite reached those heights since then. I think he's ready to run a good race here. His fresh up performance was really good. He's $4.40, being well supported as well. We opened him up $5.50. Home rule for Matty Raymond, a last start winner at $6.50. Pescaro at $7.50. In terms of the quaddy, we've gone wide here. 2, 6, 7, 8, 12, and 15. But I am really keen on He's Our Bonneval. But we are going to go wide just in case there's a blowout, Mr. O'Donnell.
Okay. Anything to add there, Chris O?
No. I'll leave that to the Melbourne experts, Simon. I tend to shy away from these races that they run the wrong way around the track.
Yeah, okay. Well, let's not get too cheeky. Otherwise, we won't let you come on the show full-time ever again. Josh, let's go to the third leg of the quaddy now, race 8.
Let's do it. And if you know where those experts are, Chris, just let us know and we'll bring them on the show. We've taken a few here as well. 3, 5, 7, 8, and 16. Now, the market looks like this. Braden Starr, so an import in the previous for Busted and Young, another import here. A former import anyway for Busted and Young. Same Seymour Bloodstock Silks. So this could be a big day. Damien Oliver rides as well. Was really, really good fresh up. I thought he had to be good, and he was good. Didn't win, but he was pretty impressive. 420 into 330. British Columbia, who's been very, very impressive and consistent for Graham Begg, a last start winner at 480. French Emperor, second up today for Price Kent Jr. at 6. Green Fly for the Freedmans. Second up here at 6.50. And one of mine, boys, Unusual Culture, who's 2 from 2 in its past to $8.50. That's why we've gone wide. The quaddy numbers 3, 5, 7, 8, and 16.
Okay, let's go to the final leg, race 9 at Sandown the Savo.
Now, we've skinnied up a little bit here. What about Pinstriped? Looking to go 3 from 3. Unbelievable. Got to overcome a wide barrier. That may be an issue. Gunstock's your favourite, a last start winner as well. $2.70. Open him up $3.10. Pinstriped at $3.90. Diaguilor, beat the one-time Melbourne Cup favourite, if you don't mind, last start. $6.50, and then big prices about the rest. I give Rolls a bit of a chance for Matty Raymond, a last start winner, 21 into 18. Our numbers, 1, 2, and 8. So that's Pinstriped, Gunstock, and Rolls at a big price.
Okay, the quaddy here in Melbourne, 7-1 out in the first leg. Second leg, 2, 6, 7, 8, 12, 15. Third leg, 3, 5, 7, 8, and 16. And the final leg, 1, 2, and 8. Those numbers from Josh Jenkins, and they'll be up on our socials. Time for us to take a break. We'll come back and go through the Brisbane quaddy after this. And Chris, get your dancing shoes on. You will be required.
Make it look easy with Sportsbet Same Race Multi this autumn racing.
Imagine what you could be buying instead. For free and confidential support, visit gamblinghelponline.org.au.
The Odds Couple. Starting your weekend of racing off right. Picking winners with SEN's best tipsters.
Yeah, that's what we're doing. We're doing our best, and I think we're going to go okay as we head now to Eagle Farm. Big Group 1 races up at Eagle Farm today for our preview of the quaddy, and that's brought to you by Werribee Isuzu Ute. They make buying cars easy down there at Werribee. Don't you worry about that. And don't forget, what are you really gambling with? For free and confidential support, visit gamblinghelponline.org.au. So the four quaddy races, gentlemen, race 6, 7, 8, 9. The first one is the size produce for the two-year-olds.
I'll go first, Simon.
Yeah,
I'll just quickly give you the top couple in the market. Z is the favourite at 4.50. You then solidify for the Kiwis, $4.80. We love seeing a couple of Kiwis here. So there's your top two in the market, Chris. So have at it.
Number 7 on top for me, and that's Armed Forces, who I think will run a big race here. Now, for some reason, I'm just going to check this, guys. I'll put a line through Armed Forces. I'm sure it's not scratched. I've got my races all mixed up. Yep. Yeah. Okay, Armed Forces. Now, this is the horse that really impressed me at the trials before the debut. Now, the debut was at Rose Hill on a very heavy track. He just did not go a yard on it, so wipe that. Then he turns up at Doomben. And he ran a really good second there behind Sofrado, who's also in this race, number 1. Now, sat up on a hot speed there. They set the race up for Sofrado. I think Forces from the Waller stable, J-Mac on board. He'll have a quieter run here. He'll sit back in the field, get some cover. I think he's going to be hard to beat. So seven Armed Forces, but we will load up this leg. Nine Solidify the Kiwi. Looking at the videos, been very, very good wins. Can't undersell number nine. One Sofrado will love the step up in distance off that last win. Two Chrysaor, another one from the Waller yard who won well first up. And I'll throw the favourite in, or one of the fancied runners, number 15, Zia. Now, Zia won at Doomben last week. Up on speed, won well, did go along in the lead. So I don't think it was that bad an effort. Just has to deal with a wide draw here. So 7, 9, 1, 2 and 15.
Don't like numerical order up there, mate.
No.
Bit hard
no,
to
we
put
go
them
in preference.
Numerical order, is
order
it?
Of preference, yeah, Simon. Order of preference.
Oh, okay.
I'll tell you what, unbelievable. And let's get
me
to the derby.
Might be the last time we have him on the full show.
Sure, I will.
Get his numbers in order.
That race preview. Someone ring Giddy up. Tell him he's not needed till 10 o'clock. Let's get to the derby. Kovalika, $1.70 favourite. Promises kept at $7.50. Looked like he had the SA Derby won, but Dunkel came from the clouds. And then Special Sway at $10. Only two horses inside double figures, Chris O. It's the favourite one out for you.
Oh, look, you know what? I'm going to put him in one out. I think he'll win Kovalika. As I mentioned earlier, his run last week in the Doomben Cup was very good. I mean, look at the official ratings numbers of this race. He should be carrying about 10 kilos more than anything else, and they're all at level weight. So only has to run the trip to win. Think he will. So let's go one out, Kovalika.
So horse that's had an issue, it's backing up in 7 days. There's 19 runners in the, basically round figures, 19 runners in the race, 18 runners in the race, and you think it's a good idea to go one out, three-year-olds getting up to a mile and a half for the first time in their life.
Yep, no problems whatsoever. I mean, he wouldn't have run third if there was any issues in the Doomben Cup. And
how far was the Doomben Cup again?
What's that, sorry?
How far was the Doomben Cup again?
2,000, but he has won at Eagle Farm over 2,100, Simon, and he absolutely bolted in that day.
How far
is
the derby?
He beat a lot.
How far is the derby?
24, for memory.
All right, okay. Okie dokie. All right, let's go with the one. No, go with the one. Good on you. Good work. What are we doing? Let's go to race eight, the other Group 1 race on the card, the Kingswood Smith, Wait for Age, Group 1.
I'll tell you what, Chris, I was mentioning that a case of you was, I guess, potentially an under-the-radar horse. He's been found by the market, 750 into 5. He's equal favourite at Sportsbet with Think About It, who just doesn't put a hoof wrong, boys. So those two $5, Rothfire at 7, Balana at 750. And then you've got a horse like Pulele, who I think today could be or is his last run unless he wins impressively. He's at $15.
Nah, I can't have the Pulele. I've jumped off him a while ago. Those three at the top of the market for me, JJ. Two, a case of you mentioned earlier. 11, Think About It. You're right. Just keeps on winning races and is super promising. And number four, Rothfire. Well, he was good winning the Victory Stakes. His runs this prep have all been pretty good. Two starts for place in a... and a win. Blake Shin will ride him really well up on the speed. He's got a chance. 2-11 and 4.
2-4 and 11 for the third leg.
Well, we do that, Simon, in case people want to trim down the quaddie. They know which order I like them.
Okay. No, I understand your thinking. Okay, final leg of the quaddie up there in Queensland, Josh.
Let's go. Don't need to justify yourself to us, Chris. We just don't want the masses coming for you. On the text, Brooks Byers the favourite, 440. J Mac and Chris Waller fresh up here. Extremist at 5. Sneaky 5, who's one of mine. She's $8 in from 11. And the other Rosemont runner, the stablemate here, Blake Shin on Salatine, $8.
Yeah, a lot of scratching. Still an open race. Sticking with 5 Hellfest, as I mentioned, she was a drifter, big drifter. Went from 7s to 13s. First up, she was beaten 2.4 and she didn't get much of a crack at them from the back of the field. I think she'll be a bit closer this time from a good alley, fitter and up 100 metres suit. So 5 on top, 8 Brooks Byers, prime to go here, trialled well, good gate, very hard to beat. And the 6 Salatine, who's been running on nicely last couple or two runs this prep, but she's had to do it from a very wide gate here. So I'll go 5.86. Simon would make it 5.68.
Yeah, that's quite right. Let's go through those numbers. Chris O's quaddie up there at Eagle Farm. Big Group 1 day up there today. 1, 2, 7, 9 and 15 the first leg. He's gone 1 out in the derby, number 1. In the third leg, 2, 4 and 11. and in the final leg, 5, 6, and 8. Did I get all those numbers right, Chris O?
Spot on, as expected.
Mate, thank you very much for your help today, and we look forward to hearing your dulcet tones this afternoon.
Yeah, we'll be on from... what time do we start today, guys? JJ?
Midday.
You'll figure it out. What? Your best of the day, Josh?
Whenever we start. See you, guys.
See you, mate. See you, Chris.
My best of the day, race 5, number 10 in Melbourne. Simeon almost led and won. Fresh up, can do so today. Linda Meach, come on, let's go. About $8.
Up next on SEN 1116, off the bench with Hutchie and Pickers, of course, while Winners with Gareth Hall features on SEN Track. We wish Tags well. Apparently, he's come out of the remedial massage and feeling quite well. So should be here this afternoon. And we look forward to the ongoing story of what happens at 3:30 a.m. in the city of Melbourne. See you next Saturday.